You are listening to The Beauty Beat with Francesca Alexander.
Bring the action.
When you hear this in the club.
What up, beautiful people? This is Francesca from the AKL in New Zealand, which means Auckland. Auckland, New Zealand, where I have lived the last year and a half, has been amazing. I have so much to tell you. This is going to be great because I want to share with you what I've been going through the last year. I don't know if you know this about me, but I am a big researcher. I love researching, looking at things, pulling them apart, and seeing how things make them, how they work, essentially. And that is exactly what I've been doing for the last 18 months or so. Not only have I moved to a new city, I landed in New Zealand and we thought we were going to live in Wellington. This is where my husband's family's from. We're just going to settle in. And then I think it was like 2 weeks, he got a job offer to Auckland. And my whole philosophy, our whole philosophy in our partnership is like, you know what? We're ready to move wherever the adventure is. So we went ahead and moved to the big city of Auckland, which is the major city in New Zealand. It's very metropolitan. It's very multicultural. What I really like about it in particular is it has a huge entrepreneurial community and mostly within the tech startup space. However, there is a thriving community just about to bubble over in female entrepreneurship, which is perfect that I happen to be one. So, with that said, I was able to do a lot of research in what it is to be a Kiwi and put your business online, one of my favorite of all topics. And there's been a lot of things that have changed from initially even my first program, Hustle and Glow, which really dealt with just the basic essentials of social media. That is not enough anymore. And we know that. We know that social media is not enough to get those type of conversions that you are looking for. It is a different playing field from when I launched my first program, my flagship program in 2012. And boy, have we come a long way. Now, I have actually made adjustments and updated that program. But honestly, looking at it now, it needs to be totally torn down and redone, which is perfect because I kind of do this myself personally and also in my business. I would say about every 2 years, I do a huge teardown, and including myself, whether it is, and I'm not talking about a makeover, but I'm just talking about things that get me to really wake up in the morning and get excited for are the things that I want to focus. And if it is not in my, you know, daily operations and it doesn't fit into that, then I need to tear it down and start over again. I also tend to do that with my life, and I've done that with relationships in the past, and I mean every type of relationship, not just a romantic one, but really just looking to see, okay, what is serving me, what is going to make me happy going forward, and let's adjust and skew things that, you know, do that. And a lot of the time for me also, I do have a little bit of a nomad lifestyle. So that might mean me moving somewhere else. And I think this is pretty extreme, moving to another country. I think I've done it. I think I've done it and hit it so hard that I think I don't want to do it anymore. And the interesting thing was when I moved over here, I thought that, okay, cool, I'm going to live here for a couple years and then I'm going to convince my partner Callum to let's go back and maybe let's move in a different part of the United States. And what happened along the way is that I actually fell in love with Auckland. I actually fell in love with New Zealand. And I am now looking to actually settle down here where this might be my home base. You know, I'll have that small home and be able to have all my things in one space instead of having some of my stuff in storage in Pasadena, California. I need to get that stuff shipped over here already, but that's another drama. Anyway, with all of that said, I really repositioned everything that I wanted to do and share and teach with you to be completely different. And it's not what you might expect. I'll take you what I'm talking about shortly, but first, let's hear from our very own sponsor. Let's get real. We don't all have accountability partners or even have time to get one. Now is your chance to get 30 days free of total accountability while being able to dive in and out of community when you want to. Check out this limited time free offer at hustleandglow.com/AMP. That's for AMP. hustleandglow.com/AMP. We are back. Let's get on with the show. What was important? What was not important? What did I want to say yes to? And should I say yes to everything? And I was the yes girl in a previous life, like not so long ago. And one of the things that helped me with my business is really looking at the business as if I was my best friend creating it for on my own behalf, if that made any sense. So if I was my own best friend, how would I set up this business to be not only achievable, but something that was really sustainable? When did I need to go in and fix it or, you know, change and adjust it when I wasn't really feeling it? And in 2015, after coming over here, I wasn't sure if I was feeling my business the way I did before. So that led me on a huge journey on finding out what was really important and how to stay and feel something I haven't felt in a while, and that's contentment. And not just my business life, but in my personal life, I forgot how that felt like. I'm really ambitious and I tend to run myself sometimes in circles, and I forget that is a really important element. It's actually, for me, I really associate that with gratitude. And, you know, giving gratitude and doing that along the way in your business is just one of the many other things that we have to do, right? Like, it's one of those things that you have to tick off on that to-do list that's never ending. And it's starting to feel a little bit more mechanical than actually feeling spiritual. So I was having a huge disconnect from gratitude. So for me, I aligned it with contentment. And that meant anything. It's just meaning, you know, for me, it means to enjoy that moment, to sit still in moments that I normally don't. And sometimes, I mean, that's really apparent, I think, when my husband comes in and I'm trying to connect, but I'm still working and I got to do all of these other things. Plus I'm, you know, doing stuff around to get ready for tomorrow and, you know, yeah, how was your day, honey? And meanwhile, I'm buzzing around our apartment. It, you know, slowing down and actually sitting next to him for like 5 minutes and connecting and feeling contentment is something I haven't done in like a long, long while. And that's totally something that's my bad, but it's not just in the relationships, it's like in everything, just really feeling good about those, not only your achievements, but I've been really feeling even more gratitude and contentment around my failures because there was a lot of things that went wrong when I just moved here, a lot. And a lot of it was had to do with just feeling like I was in a snow globe that got mixed up. So all of my belongings, my whole life was really scattered. So it took me quite a while to just kind of revision and re-anchor on one of the things that, or a lot of the things that really were important to me. But aside from that, this book, The Year of Yes, was definitely fundamental in me just moving forward. So I just wanted to put that out there. I know I said a lot with that book, but I think you'll get what I mean if you pick it up. And again, Audible has a audio version where you can quietly play that in the background as you work. So it's an amazing book. Please check it out. The other thing, or I actually have like quite, I would say about 5 pieces that really helped me get through this huge adjustment. And a lot of it was, this is the first one, it's time training. Time training has been a big deal with me ever since I was in school, to be honest. And it's just about me wanting to always do things that I really like to do, and I will go ahead and thrive in that area and keep going, and I will go ahead and get those other things done because they're not due by Friday, but I'll just concentrate on those things I really, really like doing, and that has always set me up to failure from like time to time. I really needed to get some structure around that and actually really focus on getting that time targeting, time training within myself to be really something I need to implement, and which is like number two, it brings that in. So number two for me is content creation. So in the mornings, really early in the morning, I kind of get up around 6 or 7 and then start working at 7:30-ish. From that point on, I know that those are my prime times to create. So from 7:30 or 8 o'clock, my office is actually across the street from where I live, which is awesome. I have a co-sharing office across the way. So I hop on over across the street. 8 o'clock from 11, I know that those are my powerful hours to really get a lot of my content done. If I can just close my eyes and, well, not close my eyes, but just close my focus, I should say, and just do it all in that time, that really works for me. The third one is, and I haven't found this really well for myself, which is really interesting. I can do this for my clients or even apply this really well for my clients, but for some reason, I still have a rebellion against it, and it's getting a rhythm of social media. I actually pulled back from this in 2015, 2016, because I wanted to have more of an authentic feel, and I felt like I was shouting out inspiration, but why should we be inspired was actually something that is grabbing my focus more than just throwing out inspirational quotes. Also, I kind of get rubbed up against the theory of falling into place with, hey, you know, Motivational Monday and, you know, Tech Tuesday and I don't know what we say on Wednesday. Whatever those things are, Throwback Thursday, they really irritate me because everybody's doing it and it doesn't mean anything to me. So I've been rebelling and pushing up against putting scheduled type social media out there. I'm pretty sure I got a handle on what I want to say and how I want to do it, but I'm still struggling and pushing up against that status quo, which is basically me since birth. So give me a moment. I'll probably get that rhythm sorted out really soon. For me, number four, big one is healthy break. So one of the things that I really committed myself to in the last year is not only getting a personal trainer, this is like a year anniversary of doing that, which is incredible. That is so huge because what I've found is if I can achieve things in the gym that I've never, ever achieved before in my entire life, who's to say what I cannot achieve in business? I feel like they're very similar in actually what we need to focus on, what's achievable, and really everything is. Also, I've noticed that there is not one thing that I've never figured out. And that's in personal and business. That's something to be said there. And I'm sure if you really think about it, you're probably in the same way. There is nothing that I, or probably you, have never figured out. I mean, it's just been an incredible realization that I can probably achieve anything that I want to as long as I put quick action to it and I'm not in my head about it. I can actually do it. With physical training, it's very much that same way. So I love that I'm using that as my platform to go forward onto achieving the things I want to do in business. I just wanted to say that out there. I'm definitely not a health nut. I have a long way to go still, but I just wanted to say with somebody like me doing that and finding that out, I really encourage you guys to explore that if you haven't done it. It's amazing. So that's something that I definitely wanted to say. For five, for me, getting it done and sprint it out. So This is the deal. There's some task on my list that I don't like doing. And sometimes it's admin stuff. And sometimes it might be, you know, silly stuff like, oh, that customer lost their password for my membership membership site. And I have to figure out how to do it. Or does my assistant know how to do that? Like, who knows how to do that? Like, all of that stuff drives me crazy. And that's part of what we do. If we're, you know, entrepreneurs and online, we have these little things that we need to do. What I've known is if I just focus and schedule in 15 to 20 minute cycles on those things that I don't want to do, instead of procrastinating or put them off or even throwing them to my virtual assistant, sometimes that can lead to a delay and not make a customer happy. Either way, if you just focus on it for like 10, 15 minutes at least, you will go further on without, you know, just ignoring it. That's one of the biggest things I think I've learned. Don't ignore it. Just do it. Do it quickly. Do it within 20 minutes and see how far you get. Most likely, you'll get inspired to complete the task. Make room and schedule it in. You got to schedule it in. That's one of the big things that I've learned too. I mean, literally, my Google Calendar is back to back Monday through Friday with tasks that I have to do. And so that has been something that has been, you know, revolutionary for me, is not only to getting it done, but actually finally finding out a system on how to do that. Now, with all of that said, there's a lot that I'm going to be throwing your way in the next few months. I'm going to show you a little bit behind the scenes of these particular systems that I'm using. And it really is about finding that hustle and getting that glow, meaning that you're going to achieve things that you didn't know you could achieve in not a lot of time. So I'm really excited to show those with you, share those with you, and really get those out there into the world and being able to implement together. And it's not gonna take hours and hours on end. In fact, that's what I'm remodeling one of my programs called, it's a membership site, it's called Hustle and Glow AMP membership, and it's hustleandglow.com/AMP. This particular program is giving you simple implementation that you can do on a weekly basis that doesn't take hours, or you don't have to schedule a day, whatever. It's really easy. It's not anything that's going to be a time suck. And we're going to be implementing those. So part of this podcast is a special offer. I will put it in the show notes on how you can get the first month free just to check it out. We all need systems that help us not only be accountable, but for us to implement systems that will actually help save us time and money, which is going to be great. So I'd love to share those with you more. Thank you so much for listening, and I will be back next week with a couple of other cool implementation things that you can do yourself. Bye for now. Listen, there are a lot of changes that are happening in social media as we speak. Instagram and Facebook have some new features that you should know about. Get the free download at socialglobalgrind.com and sign up on the homepage for your free update. That's socialglobalgrind.com. Thanks for listening to our podcast. This is intended for you to just get your inspiration and keep going, no matter what is in your way. For more inspiration, let's connect at socialglobalgrind.com, and you can check out some of my blogs and even reach out to me if you have any questions about this podcast. I'm Francesca Alexander, and thank you for listening to The Beauty Beat, where we help you find your hustle and glow.